Right, but so, okay, we decided to help me lose my Star Wars virginity.
Oh, yeah.
And by that, I mean watching Star Wars for the very first time. I've never watched Star Wars. Right. I never watched it. And everybody talks about it. Everybody talks about Star Wars. Every couple years, another one come out. And so I've just been feeling so left behind. I was like, you know what?
Toss it wide open for the universe.
Right. We're going to use this quarantine to get to know the stars that are wars. And finally get to see what it's about. So
the midichlorians were speaking to you.
Right. That might have been it. The force might have guided me this to this place where we're at right now.
You see what it was.
Exactly.
You see what it is.
Mm-hmm. But so I've watched. Everybody asked me as soon as I put this on Facebook that I was going to be. That I was gonna be finally watching these movies for the first time. Everybody's like, "What order are you watching them in?" Like it was like, that was the first response of everybody was like, "What order are you watching them in?" And so I'm like, "Wow, that's so weird that that was the first question." But I'm watching them in what order is this? The chronological order?
Well, it's not the actual chronological order of release dates.
Right.
But it's the chronological order of intention by the author of the movie. So we're starting with episode one, which is with little Anakin being a slave, the pod race, and Jar Jar Binks, Darth Maul.
Right.
I forget what the name of it is. Mm-hmm. I think it's called, I don't know. Star Wars 1.
Right. Star Wars something episode 1. That's what I told him. I was like, episode 1? And he's like, oh, yeah, it started at 1. So I've started at 1 so far. We done got through the first one and the second one. And overall, I'm hooked to the story. Like, I'm interested to see the next story. Now, a couple of rap lyrics kind of make sense to me now with now knowing what certain characters do.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I was like, oh, okay, I remember when such and such said this. Now I know what they mean. I can't think of the exact lines in my head right now. Okay. I wish I could. I wish I was that good.
Right.
But now, like, certain...
Total recall.
Yeah, certain things kind of make a little bit more sense because a lot of people reference this movie.
Star Wars is a cult classic. I think the first one came out in 73. The second one came out in 77. They re-came out with the movies in the 90s, and they just kept redoing them and adding little characters and nuances here and there, making the sound better. And finally, they announced they were going to make more Star Wars movies, and people fucking lost their minds.
Right.
But I think a lot of knowledge is hidden within Star Wars. I mean, about like any movie plot, especially that a movie that can extend past just one film. But I think a lot of subliminal ties to Africa and African people, or you know, like just straight up the image of Darth Vader. The mask looks like the Sphinx, no lie. That alone, with James Earl Jones' voice being the Darth Vader character in the first movie that I ever saw, because when Star Wars came out, there was no... The first three didn't exist.
Right.
So the first, you know, few, the voice of this character that you... You don't see his face, I think, until later on in those movies. He's this black guy that you know as the voice of Mufasa or King Joffrey Jofa.
Right.
And he's the dark Jedi. You know what I mean? He's the dark Jedi. And then the word Jedi, in my studies later in life, I'm living in Harlem, and I'm studying at a comedic temple, and it's like Jetty was the first magician, like a master magician, and it's spelled D-J-E-D-I, and that's from like... Midunitur. It's like hieroglyphics. It's right. Stuff on the wall about this stuff. And that stuff on the wall from Jetty or Jedi leads you to the Sphinx, which is Darth Vader. It's King Joffrey Jofa. It's Mufasa. It's African. It's black people. And then, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, Mace Windu, he's got a black lightsaber.
Right.
What's black light? It's purple.
It's like, yeah, he do got the purple on.
Are
they going to explain that later on in the movie of why each person has a different color or anything like that?
I don't know. We'll have to pay more attention to a part later. But to my knowledge,
so far there nothing has been said about
really
it. But
speaks
I,
to that,
right? But I noticed that when Anakin was just an apprentice, his was like blue, I think.
I know.
And
I know
the
there's
one,
a part.
The other dude had a green one.
Yeah, Yoda has a green one. I think the
so
Dooku had a red one.
Right. So
Darth Maul has red ones.
Right. That's why I'm. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder, was there a reason for the color? Mm. But I don't know. I didn't notice anything in the first two movies about it. That's why I'm asking.
Well, later on in the series, there's going to be a part where a character is discovering, you know, an instrument, and they might. It might be some more to the story there, but I'm not sure.
See. Yeah, we'll see then. We'll see. I mean, I'm invested in the story so far. So I will say, for this to be, you know, like any of those people that's like, I've never watched Star Wars. Am I missing anything? No, you're not missing, like, you know, if you continue to not watch it, it's not going to ruin your life. But if you're like us and you're chilling and you really ain't got nothing to do, and you, I think it's really a nice little series so far.
And it's a good story.
The storyline is good.
It's got romance. It's got action. It's got intrigue. It's got political. It's got political nuances that relate to today. About, you know, trade routes and federations blockading trade to initiate war to have a whole nother purpose of like creating order, and it's crazy. Right.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. So I would definitely, because people have been asking me how I feel about it and stuff. I was like, wow, I didn't know so many people like love or don't know Star Wars. Like, it seems like all the people who know it like love it, and then all the people who don't know it just ain't never watched it. You know what I mean? Like, that I never watched it. I haven't came across somebody who watched it and was like, oh, I hate Star Wars. You know what I mean? So don't watch it.
I think if you've ever seen Star Wars, you've seen them all.
Right.
Or close to.
Well, me personally, I was never really into like action movies when I was, not action movies, but I guess fantasy movies when I was younger. I watch a lot of Disney movies.
I still haven't seen the last
other than like an actual animation cartoon, I didn't really like special effects movies.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know if it's because I do videography and stuff, but it's just like I always can see how fake it looks. Mm. Like, so I always used to avoid movies that had a lot of special effects.
Well, this next one here, let's pay attention to the space scene.
But I'm over myself now. Yeah, like, I'm over like, that now. I watch a lot of movies with special effects and shit now. But when I was younger, I was real, like, uppity about that. I was like, ugh, it's got special effects in it. I don't want to see it. Like, I'd rather just watch a documentary. No.
Not that.
It's like, I'd just rather watch a documentary. You know? Like, I was like, nah, I'd rather watch something that's real because it's fake. Like, why am I watching this fake? It was after wrestling was proved fake to me.
Oh.
And so, you know, I went through this whole, like, everything that's fake, I can't have a part of it. I only read nonfiction books.
I knew it was fake, but the character Stone Cold Steve Austin was just like so intriguing to me. The way he would like flick people off, drink some beer, fuck shit up, and walk away.
No, that was just a red thing. I knew a bunch of white people like
that.
I would
watch it just to stick around for that part. That was the only part.
He didn't give a fuck about
nothing. Nah,
I didn't like that. But no, that's what I loved about The Rock, though. The Rock was my favorite character.
Oh shit,
he was my favorite.
When he came about, that was something special,
Rocky,
too.
Rocky. You know what? I could go for a YouTube binge of old Rock.
90s.
Yeah, 90s. WWE.
F.
I mean, it got to be WWE.
Yeah,
F, before the E came along.
That F,
because when they was WWE, that's when that shit was litty. Okay?
Fuck about it.
Right. But now that shit, like, nah. It's like, no, I'm not interested anymore. Oh, we should do that. We should watch some clips because I really want to see The Rock now. But then after that, I'll probably go ahead and tackle those at least two more Star Warses. Why not? It's a whole bunch of them. We'll spread them out. And I'll come back with another podcast to let y'all know how I felt about those episodes. Let me know how you felt about the first two. And we're talking about in order of the story, not release date. of Star Wars, and that's like episode one, and I think they're episode two, like episode one, episode two. So
the second one I know is called Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones, right. So yeah, let me know how you guys feel about those by either leaving this podcast a message if you're on the Anchor app, or if you are listening on any other streaming service, it should be in the description box below. It'll be like a link, and you click the link, and then it'll be like, yo, you can leave a message and let me know, and I'll put you on the show. Okay, this has been another Fire Conversations. Thank you, Jobless, for stopping through, and yeah, we'll catch you after the next movie.